State troopers and search and rescue personnel are looking for a man missing in Teller. Trooper Ann Sears says 26-year-old Kyle Komak was last seen on a yellow four-wheeler about 4 p.m. yesterday.
Folks had seen him drive out to the point in Teller, and waves were crashing over the point at that time, and that, you know, he had driven out on his four-wheeler, and he was seen almost tipping over at that point.
Teller Search and Rescue went through town to see if he was staying with anyone. They also searched the lake behind Teller. No tracks were found in that area. Water, rocks, logs, and ice moved in on Nome last night. The surge peaked just shy of 10 feet around 5 o'clock. Rocks sprayed onto Front Street and water washed out a portion of the highway around 15 miles east of town. Cleanup operations were begun and in some cases finished early today. Incident Commander Chip Lieber says the Nome road crew took care of the debris quickly.
They're amazing. They had everything pretty much cleared off before probably the average Nomite got out of bed, so I don't think the average person got to really see the full amount of debris that was tossed up, because between them and the state had their graders out there about 6:30. So honestly, as far as from a roads perspective, by the time daybreak came, all the roads had been cleared.
Lieber says he saw less debris this time around than he did in the 2004 storm. After Nome realigned its harbor, the dredged sand has moved in front of a portion of downtown. Lieber says this mini beach may have helped to push out the crashing waves.
And because of that, the waves are breaking on that beach as opposed to the seawall. So that's just an extra added benefit. We might get a beach to play on and we'll get an extra layer of protection from the ocean.
Echoing a common sentiment today, Lieber says it was not as bad as some scenarios predicted.
It could have been worse. I think the damage could have been much higher and much worse, and I think we could have had more damage, but I think that it helped that we didn't really have some of the direct southerly winds and it was shifting around, because that could have caused more problems. But the tide height was actually a foot taller than our predicted model, and it still wasn't as bad as we thought. So again, that just goes back to planning for the worst, and if you don't have the worst, it's good.
The city is now compiling expenses for reimbursement in case the situation is declared a disaster by the state.